Hello, everybody. Me, Mudahar. Welcome to Some Ordinary Podcast, Episode 4. We're cranking out these cringe hours every single week. I've got my good old friends, Nuxtaku and Oompaville. Introduce yourselves, boys.
Yo!
Hey.
And beyond our usual trio, we've got ourselves one important guest over here, Hassan Piker, also known as Hassan Abi, over on Twitch. Feel free to introduce yourself, friend.
What's going on, everybody? I don't know why I'm supposedly controversial.
Especially after last episode.
Yeah, I don't know. Last week, Hassan, we were almost not going to have you this week because we were notified that you were an infamous racist over on Twitter.
I was offended.
Yeah. I was offended too.
Being
for Caleb.
A white person.
I did the worst crime you can do: anti-white racism on the internet. The worst crime you can do is that.
I remember the only reason I ever knew about that was like, so my interaction with Hassan is literally like, we don't even talk about politics. It's literally like, oh, financial shit. Let's talk about financial stuff. That's it. So when my entire Twitter feed was fucking hijacked by Twitch racism, I was like, wait, what's going on today? What happened? And then I see the clip and I'm like, ah, what a damnable offense. Jesus.
Maybe this will be controversial for you guys, but like, racism can be funny. Especially if it's conducted by those that are from the race of the people that they're making fun of, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody loves Dave Chappelle. It's racial humor to a T, right? Especially old Chappelle, not the new Chappelle. He's kind of washed now.
I haven't seen his new special, so I don't even know what the fuck Dave Chappelle's on about.
Yeah.
Regardless, like, he's great, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, the very same people who, for such a long time, were making the argument that, like, you should be able to make whatever kind of jokes you want to make, what the fuck, have now been like, oh, well, if we can't make any jokes, then you can't either. Like, you can't even say a cracker. Well, then you're fucking yourself. You're literally just, like, eliminating slowly but surely every little thing that you can say on the internet. Like, you started off the conversation with, like, the slippery slope of free speech. And now we are unironically getting to a point where it's like Twitch is going to ban me for 7 days for saying fucking redneck or Karen or something. You know what I mean? And that's like insane.
I'm pretty sure Twitch just bans any racial slur, regardless of where it comes from. So would you just...
Yeah.
Would you say it's not a racial slur, regardless of whether you are that race?
No, I do. I do think it's a racial slur for sure.
By definition.
It's not, yeah, but it's not... It's not equal. You know what I mean? Like, Caleb isn't, I don't think, or maybe, I don't want to speak for Caleb. I don't think Caleb thinks I'm like a savage anti-white racist. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what I thought until I started talking to you.
I think you're offending the 5% of me that is white.
I was afraid. I was afraid to get hate crime.
The 5% of my genetic heritage that is white was offended.
Yeah.
Although that said, Twitch should have, you know, they should have stood their ground. They should have banned you again.
Yeah, they should have dropped the 7-day mark.
Like, if it's a bannable offense, they should just ban you every single time.
Yeah, they should just ban permanently.
Being honest here, were you trying to bait one more out? Like, when you came back that week, were you literally trying to ban it out? Or was it just like you were reading it and like... You know?
No, I wasn't trying to get banned. No. The thing is, like, obviously I talked to them. And the reason why I got banned was because I called someone a cracker. Okay. Like, I called someone on Reddit, like a comment I was reading.
So it was like a harassment thing.
So that is like directionally using it as a slur against someone. Like, that was the reason.
Oh, so you could have just said it for no reason. You could have just said it if it was a general term. Like, you could have just been like, those.
Yeah. You can talk about the etymology of words. Okay. You can have discussions about the words. That's all fine. They basically, said that as well. And that's the thing. Like, I have these conversations regularly, you know what I mean? And I've ironically, I have one called people crackers before, and it wasn't a big deal. Obviously.
I mean, you've also said retarded. So, I mean, it's happened.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Like, exactly. Yeah. Which is not a bannable offense on Twitch, actually. They promote you.
That's not bannable.
Tara,
is that
bannable on YouTube?
Wait.
Yes, dude.
No,
how fucking
simp
nuts
is bannable?
That?
It's not bannable on YouTube.
I let it slip sometimes. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I'm just like, and then I say it and I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. You know, it comes out every now and then. It's not even in my like vernacular on a normal experience, like off camera either. But sometimes just some dudes are just so stupid that like idiot doesn't cut it.
You gotta get your money out.
I have
so many videos from back in like 2016, 2015, where to this day I get Twitter DMs all the time. It's like, you use the R word. I'm like, I can't believe. I'm like, I'm like, all right, calm down. I mean, I'm like, when was the video?
It's your fault for having DMs open.
I keep saying, I'm like, can you send me the link to the video where I said it? Because I'm like, I'm sure I didn't say it at all in the last 2 years. I mean, now I did, but like in the last 2 years, I haven't used that word at all. And they link a video from like 2014. I'm like, all right, stop being fucking retarded. Of course, everyone used that word back in the day.
Yeah, no, it's like, dude, the further back you go, the worse the words.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on. Like, chill. It's like, just because you were like 7 years old in fucking 2016 doesn't change the reality that, like, you know, language evolves. This is a concept that I personally understand. Okay. Especially when it comes to ableism. Ableism is like a very interesting one because, like, before that it was idiot. That was the less acceptable term. And then people started using the R word as a way to like use that.
And now it's like lame and all that other stuff.
That out with idiot, but now idiot's back in fashion and the R word is out. Like, I mean, Black Eyed Peas had a literal fucking song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I listened exactly. to it. It's in my playlist.
Every time I get in my car, that song runs, actually.
No, but like just looking at YouTube, it's crazy. Like iDubbbz was like, everyone loved his content back in the day, 2016. And I've seen one of your reactions to one of his videos, Hassan. And you pause the video every 4 seconds and say trigger warning.
So I love iDubbbz. Like I am a fan of his content. I think he's made like great videos, but I definitely had a disagreement with him on, you should be able to say all the words. You know what I mean? Like I personally have always been anti that because I do think that there are some words you just should not say.
Like when you're PewDiePie playing PUBG on a bridge, you know, you get into a little gamer moment.
The most infamous,
you know,
slur.
Obviously it's not as bad as the word cracker, which I used so loosely, but you know, it's still pretty bad. Like I
agree. When that PewDiePie moment happened, I was a little floored. I was like, wait, you hit the record on the OBS and you still went through with that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was pretty surprised.
I was like, man, wait, did YouTube give him a strike for that?
I think the world did.
No, but like, that doesn't matter. People forget. Dude,
YouTube gave us all fucking strikes. It caused the apocalypse.
Yeah.
But like, I'm saying, if YouTube didn't give him a strike for that, what is truly the superior streaming platform then, right? Like, come on now. If you can. Although, be free.
YouTube,
yeah,
YouTube doesn't give strikes for slurs. I don't think YouTube gives strikes for slurs. iDubbbz video is
I think
still
they
up.
Do for hate speech.
They do.
No, they do. They demonetize. So right, they demonetize the live stream that you have done. But that's it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you don't get a strike. But I don't know sometimes with like YouTube or really anything, because when I upload videos, like any video at all, even if it like the word, like even if like there's an offensive word on the screen and I'm not saying it, I still have to like, all right, fucking where's the blur tool? Get rid of it. Fucking get it. Like, Jesus Christ.
Obviously, it's just like every other TOS where it's extremely vague. They remove hate speech is not allowed on YouTube. We remove content promoting violence or hatred against individuals, groups based on age, caste, disability, ethnicity, etc. So I'm sure it could fall under that umbrella and they could either age restrict, demonetize, or
YouTube has the umbrella so wide so that if they ever want to ban anyone, they could be like, okay, these three are harassment, 3 strikes, you're out.
Yeah,
like,
they give themselves.
I feel like they
power.
Did that to Leafy, for example. Like, I think that's how they just wanted him gone. So they were like, oh, these three videos were bullying.
But like, come on, he did upload like six thumbnails of Pokemon. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, he was.
I'm not saying he wasn't. Yeah,
if there's
one
person
harassment.
Who deserved it,
he was
like
fondling
him, sure.
YouTube's balls. Like, he was definitely poking the bear. But YouTube just wanted him gone and just.
You know, the thing, like the thing with YouTube in general is like fucking there are so many people I know of, like guys that I talk to that do like TikTok content. So some people like they get into the political sphere where they talk about like the COVID-19 vaccine and like
politics. Cringe. I don't know anyone that talks politics online.
Yeah, what the fuck? Dude, I thought we were here to be racist.
Well, I mean, Hassan, we're all gamers here. So
it was like, dude, be as anti-white as you want. Dude, I hate white people. That's what he said.
My channel is some ordinary gamers. According to the broad perspective, you're allowed to be as free speech racist as you can. That's what gamers are like, right? That's what I heard. So feel free.
I mean, that's the environment I grew up in, was like, you know, the 2016 era when we talk about that, like that was kind of how it was. And that's changed a lot. And the reason why I think that has changed a lot is because I think there were plenty of fucking gamers who were just like, I'm not like a racist person. I don't really get it. But all the essayists out there are just like pumping out the same kind of content. And I mean, it's cool. I like to make jokes, you know. Maybe you were like, I don't really chill with the Xbox lobby vibes, but
those lobby vibes are still there, man. Come on.
No, for sure. But I think that is definitely changing. Like a lot of the essayists, a lot of the people in this space have become, I think, more understanding, more accepting. It's not like people fucking going, whenever they see a woman on screen as much as it used to be.
It's slow, tough, but, man. But like, I watch a lot of content.
Caleb was like, "Nah, fuck that." Look at his face. He's like, "Nah, dude, woman, what? Women."
Caleb's like, "What? That exists?
Are you kidding me?
There's no women in my town.
They don't let women next to his house."
Yeah, actually, they don't. He lives literally by a cult that has like, it's like fucking Saudi Arabia.
They grow
out there.
Seeds and sell them.
It's like Riyadh out there for women. Yeah. It's fucking.
They wear robes. Pretty scary.
Oh, dude, don't get murdered. What the?
No, he's okay. He's a dude.
Their acronym is only three letters long. I'll let you figure out what they are. You might get along with them.
Oh, yeah,
you might get along with them real well.
No. This is a brown robe. This is a brown robe, and it's there's no point. It looks like a burlap sack that they wear and they walk around.
Oh, that's so gnarly.
It's really,
I can't wait till the day it comes out in the news that you're like actually fucking destroyed out there. Like, you live that dangerously close to them. It's fucking insanity. But yeah, on the whole woman thing though, dude, like you say that, but like there's so many like culture war channels that I watch where it's like every time a woman shows up in a movie, they're like fucking unbearable, unfucking watchable. I can't, like Matrix 4 came out. Yo, this movie was shit. Okay, I'll be real. I watched this movie the day it came out. There are so many motherfuckers on Twitter. I literally said this movie sucked ass. And the guys were like, "Well, we don't need opinions from a YouTuber." I'm like, "Listen, I watched this movie. It like barely, it puts me to sleep. Okay. Like it was a shit movie." And like, there's so many people. It's like fucking, they're trying to defend this garbage. And you go to the culture war channels and they're like, "Oh, I can't believe Trinity, the woman, is able to fly now instead of Neo, the man." And I'm like,
"Well, spoilers, bro."
Yeah, but I'm dude,
I plan on watching
Listen, Caleb, we know you weren't going to fucking watch it. We know if you were going to watch this movie, you were going to laugh at every scene imaginable. There are so many fucking enjoyably dumb scenes in this entire movie. And so I'm watching it. I'm like, guys, there's nothing politically about this movie that it strikes to me. It's just boring, you know?
Is there a pill dilemma in this one?
Dude, he chomps on blue pills, like fucking Vicodin or some shit. I don't know. Like, he's just enjoying it.
Viagra?
No. Oh. It's not. Keanu was definitely not at his peak performing on this fucking movie, that's for sure. But it was whatever. Like, nobody wanted another Matrix, I'll be honest. Like, it's like after the second or third movie, no one gives a shit, and then they come out with a
fourth
one.
After the first movie.
I mean, I don't think it's the second coming of Christ, but, you know.
I think all movies suck now. It's just like everything sucks. I wish there were better movies.
What's some of your favorite movies, Hassan? Come at us with us.
I just rewatched Uncut Gems last night. So
that movie, that movie was such an anxiety fucking trip.
I have a link on my bookmark bar that literally just goes to a clip on YouTube of him saying, I'm gonna come.
Yeah.
Right there, it's in chat. So
that, like,
it's in chat. I just
that movie was really good, uncut.
Safety Brothers are fucking incredible. They're really good directors. But the thing is, like, God, I sound like such a kid. I only like A24 movies. But literally, just like everything fucking sucks. Look, here's the thing, okay? And this is it for those of you in your audience that don't know me at all. Like, this is, I think, my big difference from what they think I represent versus who I actually am and what I believe in. Like, I fucking shit on liberals a lot. I think that rad libs are really fucking annoying, and they constantly want to police culture, and they constantly want to police like what fucking movies are made or whatever. And I do think that it has like a negative consequence. But the real reason why that negative consequence sticks is because corporations, capitalist corporations that want to make as much money as possible, respond to whatever the fuck they see on Twitter and go, okay, we're just going to make a movie that only has good characters and only promotes good values or whatever the fuck. And the bad people are going to be bad. And it's like, no, you can have like complex individuals that are, you know, multifaceted, because it's just how human beings are. Like, I want to see a real reflection of the realities that we exist in, and rather than, you know, some weird bullshit. But I don't even think that's the only reason.
I think it's true. Like, I think that like argument is like, I think that like point is that like, that's like the perfect way to put it. Cause like, I do feel like most of the movies and like TV and shit that we, even video games that we play now, they're mostly just like, it's either made by a fucking AI or it's made by somebody who spends way too much time getting their worldview off of how social media is. That's it.
Yeah. I think focus groups, like with movies and stuff, I don't understand how that's a thing that they have. Like how will this appeal? How can we make this appeal to the broadest audience possible and just completely dilute it of anything that any real person can relate to, aside from just like virtues and stuff like that, which most normal people don't care about that.
You can have good virtues in a show. Avatar The Last Airbender is prime example of this. It literally has like representation for disabled people. There's like, you know, LGBT characters, you know what I mean? Like, It's anti-imperialist.
Are there
nature.
Any LGBT
it's the perfect fucking
in,
TV show. And
Avatar?
A single dildo.
I think so. It's Korra is one of them, right?
Well, Korra has LGBT. I think like in Avatar, they do that thing in cartoons where they like kind of
they mention it, but they don't mention
there
it.
There wasn't
all the
any
way.
That was like openly.
You can figure it out if you.
Yeah, but Avatar was great.
I love it. That's my favorite show.
Korra wasn't as good, but still.
Was never saw it was so bad.
You guys watch all this anime. And I don't.
Protagonist was a girl.
You guys watch all this anime.
Yo,
and I'm like the only.
I don't know if you're aware. He's
he
kind.
Dude, you're kind of giving me fucking weeb vibes.
You just watched the first
12
episodes of JoJo. You have to be a massive weeb to watch 12
episodes. Wait, you watch
JoJo? Of course you watch JoJo.
Oh my god, dude. How do you cut? I can't do anime. Like, I can't. The only anime that I can watch are, like, all the cyberpunky ones, like Ghost in the Shell and, like, all this shit. That's about it.
Did you watch a Psycho Pass movie?
I did. I watched it on Netflix. That shit was, like, hooked me since the first episode.
It's so good.
Have you guys seen Duck Dynasty?
Dude, I actually love that show. I remember my cousins, like, I was visiting them in New York. And by the way, they have no right to talk because you motherfuckers are watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, unironically. Like, no one has any right to judge me. They put on Duck Dynasty to laugh at. Dude, I fucking love that show. That is like...
I mean, yeah, it's reality TV. It's like, it's fire. It is. Like, because if it wasn't, people wouldn't fucking watch it, you know?
American reality TV is the best export in the world. I don't give a fuck. It's the best culture export.
Duck Dynasty is awesome, bro.
Our brain cancer is our cultural exports are too powerful, I think. We're just like making the rest of the world bad like us.
Okay, listen, we didn't make TikTok, Hassan. We didn't spread that to the world.
I know, but hey, guess who doesn't have fucking TikTok? China, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, it's because... They literally were just like, here, take this.
No, but did you see what they do to the kids in China when they use TikTok? So like if you're underage, like you literally are only allowed for an hour to use TikTok between like a certain amount. Like you can't use it during school hours or at night, and you're only allowed to look at shit like museums and like cultural like
they treat TikTok like it's crack. Like, you know, the way they should. Although did you see TikTok is the most visited site on the internet this year?
Surprise. Yeah, but I mentioned that in the video yesterday. I'm like, dude, it's literally only there because China just doesn't ban everything from the rest of the world in their country. China bans literally everyone outside operating there. Like, you know, Google can't run.
And once a day you can see someone die and a tick. So,
wait, really?
On TikTok.
Really?
Absolutely. I've seen people die. God. I've seen cartel videos.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the cartel stuff.
You are literally a power user. You are literally the reason why TikTok is fucking the number one app. Bro, that's
before
like,
you page,
have to be
man.
Scrolling.
Before
you
page.
Have to be scrolling all the way
double
to
tap.
The fucking
no,
bottom.
No, Hassan, you have no idea. Like, I watch the cartel shit that he does, and, like, all I get is, like, cartel death footage.
Oh, I love that shit, too, by the way. Insane. I'm a big fan of the cartel shit. I'm a huge
dude,
fan.
Dude, it's, like, the wildest shit. Like,
not of the cartel, but, like, the cartel videos. The For You page, like, the TikTok algo, I think we all agree, is crack, right? Like, they just, like, took... They basically took like everything that was bad about like all the other platforms' algorithms and like, you know, the fact that they like keep you on for as long as they possibly could, and they just put it on steroids. They unshackled it in its entirety. So now it's like if you even look in a certain direction, immediately it picks it up and is like, we're going to serve you this content. So I look at a variety of weird shit, right? I look at like a lot of conservative stuff on there. I look at a lot of like weird shit on there, like you know, people who are, you know, there's like sex talk, like really cringe shit, you know what I mean? People who are like, yeah, I'm your daddy or whatever, like really
what
cringe
are you watching
shit.
Bro,
I
love spent a lot of time
it's
on
his deepest desires.
I look at like really weird cringe shit. I love looking at like weirdos who are just like, expressing
same.
Themselves in the most cringe way possible, right?
Yeah.
It's just I just have a fucked up brain.
You know what's fucked up? How about this? I saw a kid in a full SS uniform, all right, and he was doing like some kind of dance like that, and it was a very normal kid looking, very normal looking, little blonde, blue eyes, a little blue. And in the bottom left it said follows you. And I was like, oh my god, what the fuck? So he like he knows who I am, follows my videos, and is posting like legitimate just fucking culture dances.
You guys know they're actually getting a class action lawsuit right now on TikTok because of that shit. Here, let me share.
No, I did not.
Let me share you guys this fucking.
I celebrate.
I'm gonna share you guys this like one article.
Who's getting
TikTok,
a lawsuit?
Look at this one. So
TikTok.
I got this like little article.
Oh, TikTok is
extremely disturbing. TikTok sued by content moderator for psychological trauma. A TikTok moderator was asked for keeping harmful contact. You can see right here, Candy Frazier, who works as a contracted content moderator, filed a class action lawsuit. And I want to see. Yeah, it's an actual suit in federal court on Thursday against TikTok and its parent company for psychological trauma. She alleges that she developed anxiety, depression, PTSD as a result of 12-hour shifts where she watched streams of videos containing animal cruelty,
torture,
see,
and other graphical content. Some of them included conspiracy theories. That's a pretty broad term. It could be like flat earth and some serious shit. Political misinformation and other destabilizing content.
See, like, I watch that stuff for fun, the bottom stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, like, that right there, that caused psychological trauma. I would pay money to have access to an app that shows me that stuff.
Yeah, no, that's like, I love that. That's extremely my shit, right? So, like, I watch that sort of stuff. But then the other part of this story was that I also look at, obviously, OnlyFans girls, right? So then TikTok, my For You page, decided to merge the two. So now I get like OnlyFans
hot
girls
girl cartel
that,
beheading.
Like,
hot...
wear real tree camo.
I've seen that girl.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait.
With the fishing trip?
Yes,
the fishing trip one?
Currently, Atlas VPN is running a special holiday deal for the Some Ordinary Podcast viewers. Isn't that right, Nux and Muda? I think I'm alone right now. Using the link in the description of this episode, you will get 3 months for free. Okay, click it. Support the podcast, and maybe we'll do more episodes. Maybe. Just kidding. We'll do a lot more. Thank you, Atlas VPN. And also, if you're wondering why you should use Atlas VPN, for one, it's one of the best VPN deals on the market. I personally use VPNs to get better deals with shopping and stuff, buying plane tickets. Like if you're in Canada, for example, and you make your location in the United States, your tickets will be cheaper. Why is that? I don't know, but Atlas VPN is a great way to get around it. Your connection will still be fast. A lot of VPNs kind of screw up your connection a little bit. Atlas VPN does not. It's available on both iPhones and Android. All right, and your PC, obviously. Click the link in the description to support the podcast and get access to Atlas VPN's special holiday deal.
No. Who was it?
I don't know what her name is. She gets banned like every week because she's like straight up this girl. Okay, brilliant, by the way. Brilliant fucking marketing tactic. She gets banned all the time, but it doesn't matter. She literally will be like, when a girl says, you know, the TikTok.
Yeah,
when a girl tells you she wants to go out on a fishing trip, and then it's just her getting fucked on the fishing trip. But you don't actually see her getting fucked.
It's
just
close.
Her head's bobbing.
God. It's close. It's like close.
Yeah, her head's bobbing on the boat. And then she's like, full video on my Twitter. And then you go to the Twitter. Mm-hmm. I didn't. A friend went to her Twitter to find the video.
Just pass that over. I'll fucking admit. I'll check it out for you guys. Shit, I know you got parental locks on your systems.
I looked.
Yo, it's like that one dude that uploads.
And then the full porn is on her OnlyFans, which is brilliant.
Like he uploads those weird like, Darman-style videos that always end with people like having sex. And it's like full video on my OnlyFans kind of thing.
Oh, that's brilliant. Darman, but
Darman,
like,
but horny.
Like horny Darman, where the full porn is on their, you know, other site.
Oh, Darman. Let's do it.
People do that shit with Twitch sometimes. I remember I was watching like some girls who were like literally doing like wardrobe malfunctions just to get on LSF. And that was the ultimate. They would be like top view post of LSF. Like, girl,
you're calling out a lot of my coworkers now.
Man. I mean, look. I'm talking about infiltrators on Twitch. Okay, they're not your coworkers. They made an account. I'm fingering my asshole.
I personally think Amaranth is like the smartest person on Twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
She's a genius.
She rarely.
Yeah, she's a genius.
She's a habitual line stepper, but she does not break the rules on purpose. Like, she knows exactly what the fuck. She knows the TOS inside and out. She's got like a legal degree in just terms of service violations.
She also streams.
Just, like reading that
shit. I respect that hustle,
for like
10
hours a day while she's doing ASMR. She's watching other videos on her own time and she's just sucking on some ears. Like, you gotta respect it. The grind, the brains, the link to her OnlyFans, downbad.com or whatever it's called.
It's insane how all of the Twitch shit that I always read, it's like, I think the best that I ever saw was during the Twitch leaks. And the reason I bring this up all the time is because, like, so I do a lot of virus investigation shit anyway. So, like, when the Twitch leaks happen, I'm, like, looking through their code, like, just to see. I'm like, oh, what got leaked? And everyone was focusing on the money-earning shit on Twitch. And, like, it was weird. Like, Hassan, you weren't even, like, top 10, were you? And I don't know. I don't remember your exact position.
No, I was number 13 because I have, like, a shit contract. So
yeah, but you're the one taking all the shit for everybody. Like, you took the shit for everyone. Like, XQC didn't even get.
Well, yeah, of course, because
he's the
socialist. Socialist who makes money, which is illegal, of course.
Yeah, how dare you make any money?
What they
don't
realize is that out of all the millions he made on Twitch, he gave 90% of it to charities.
You did.
I definitely did not do that. Definitely did not give 90% of it to charity.
I was seeing Elon talk about fucking taxes the other week or whatever. Like, fucking he had to pay like $11 billion or some shit. I'm like, damn, Elon, fuck. Out of 300 that you got sitting around in stock value, nice. Good shit, brother.
Dude, that shit pisses me off the most, honestly. It's like Elon Musk, especially, who, like,
he is funny as fuck, though, admit that.
Has built a fucking career Like, Elon, start a business that does not rely on government subsidies challenge, impossible difficulty, from the solar panel business to the fucking, to obviously Tesla.
I love my Tesla.
To SpaceX. Like, dude, listen, every single fucking business that this motherfucker has started, and by the way, I don't have a problem with this. I think the government should be subsidizing green energy initiatives. So it, like, pains me to fucking say this all the time. But, like, he's such a dickhead for constantly complaining about fucking taxes when, like, every single business that he has started is literally a business that the government is like, we are trying to get people to engage in this sector. Oh, shut up. You do not think Elon Musk
Elon Musk is hilarious.
Dude, remember what he said to Bernie? Remember what he said to Bernie on Twitter? Come on.
Oh, I keep forgetting you're alive. It's such a good life.
That's like, it's like, it's funny because it's unhinged. Come on now. Let's be real.
He's an edgelord.
No, he just does like, he does nine gag memes, guys.
He took the red pill.
Did you ever see the video of him getting asked by somebody in a shareholder meeting where he's like, can I be?
Oh my God.
Can I be? Would like to be the next vice president of Tesla.
I hate that video.
Oh, it made me.
I fucking hate that video.
You've never seen that?
Wait, what did you
Okay,
do?
So
did he say?
There was this one shareholder meeting. It's like, fucking, I don't know if I can link it right now, but like, there's a shareholder meeting where like he just gets everyone involved, talks to him. He has an Iron Man moment. So this one guy comes up and like he asks Elon, it's like, so Elon, just before I leave, I would like to have a executive position at Tesla. I would like to put myself out as next vice chairman of Tesla. And like Elon's face was like, oh, what? How the fuck do I respond to that? Shit. I mean,
you should have pulled the Logan Paul.
Yeah. I mean,
Oh, Logan Paul, the Logan Paul video. Was like,
no. He's like, yeah.
Where the fan comes up and he's like, I want to work with you, bro. Yeah. I love quit my job.
Yeah.
More sociopathic.
For the record, I'm having Grimes on soon, this upcoming month. So,
you're gonna get a juicy Elon story out of that?
Maybe, but the thing is, dude, like I obviously love EVs. I think that I love renewable energy. I think that the Green New Deal is great. I think that, you know, subsidies, like the government subsidizing, or at least like changing the money faucet away from the fossil fuel industry to a massively growing at a rapid clip sector like renewable energies is actually a good thing. And that kind of incentive will absolutely create a robust platform for renewable energy corporations. But having said that, like, pay the fucking taxes, dog. And also don't stand in opposition to any sort of like increase in capital gains or rather a new way to, at the very least, like try to tax some of these fucking billionaires that have a way, way lower effective tax rate than the average person. Including all of us, especially all of us, because we're in fucking YouTube. You know, if you're like a YouTuber or if you're an athlete, you're a Hollywood celebrity, like you're just getting, you're paying mega taxes. You're paying more taxes than anyone else.
My tax rate's like 52%. I can't fucking complain, man. Shit.
Oh, I live in California. I pay the same taxes.
Exactly. I'm like,
yeah, which I don't have an issue with. Like, I want fucking roads to be built. You know what I'm saying? I want healthcare. Like, I want all these amenities that every other OECD nation.
I mean,
it's
going to sound pretentious, but like when somebody taxes me, I'm like, whatever, I'm still rich at the end of the day too, so fucking go for it, shit.
Exactly, that's like, what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's different because like, I know that personally, without money or with money, I never really cared about like expanding my like fucking, like I don't live lavishly, you know? I have like a simple life. I wake up, scratch my balls, play some Mass Effect, make a video, and like do some of my stock work, and that's it.
Like, same. With the exception of this house that I'm in, which was like a massive fucking problem for everybody, ridiculous.
Did you buy the house for that, like, the drama, or did you buy the house for the house?
Yeah, let's be honest. You didn't buy it just for the sake of living in West Hollywood.
Did you, in your mind, you were like, yo, this is going to become a huge story?
No, I'm that fucking stupid. I literally bought it because my parents were, chirping me nonstop. I don't even have a credit card. And they're like, what are you doing? Like, your money's just like sitting in your bank account. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you need to get a house. You need to get a house. Like, and they would come over and they're here right now. I hope they can't hear me, but they would come over and stay. And I was living in a fucking 2-bedroom apartment. So I lived with my mom for the duration of COVID. Like, I moved into a 2-bedroom apartment so I could live with my mom. I brought her here. And by the end of it, like, I was just like losing my mind. I was like, oh my God, there's like no fucking space. Like, we're living on top of one another. You know what I mean? And I was like, finally, I'm like, all right, sure. I'll look.
I wish they taught you that shit in school, man. I remember getting out of school and like fucking when they start introducing the concept of paying your taxes and then you go to the entire thing and it's like, you got to have this piece of paper, you got to do this, this and that. And I'm like, man, I wish they I wish I had a whole class about that, man, where they were teaching me bullshit, dude. They were teaching me how to speak French in college or not call high school. Instead of paying my fucking
you're gonna upset the francophones, Mudo. You better watch out.
I don't give a fuck about the dude. I know. Oh, Nux is like a Quebec guy, but yo,
I hate French. So
every
much.
Time I go to that fucking city, Montreal, I'm completely.
I love this.
I'm wasted out of my fucking mind every time I'm in that city because there's nothing fun in Montreal. Okay, there's literally nothing fun to do.
Hey, no, I love
there's just nothing
fun in Montreal.
You're fun
but
in Montreal,
me,
but
I
it's
agree.
Like every time I go there, it's like, oh, it's just shitty Toronto. Okay, whatever. Dude. It's like off-brand Toronto. Cool.
You guys are gonna get mega canceled because the Quebecois are like the most bent motherfuckers. It's the most French thing that they could do is just like get offended all the fucking time.
It's like get offended all you want, but it's like it's boring as fuck over. Over there, I'm wasted.
I was once told that there was like an invading army, and the Quebecois attacked. Like, and they were all, you know, yelling their, you know, the French slurs are, you know, esticarles, tabernac, you know, which is all essentially right. It's all like religious utensils, like tabernac. That's the tabernacle, you know. It's all they're all based on. Religious items, so people thought they were zealots and just didn't want to fight with them.
Yeah, I that makes sense. That's an excellent tactic, but you know, that's an excellent French tactic. But my favorite is the Bloc Québécois.
Oh, the Bloc Québécois, yeah.
Yeah, Le Bloc Québécois. What's his name? Blanchette, right?
I don't follow
the
that
who was like on stage telling a fucking First Nation Indigenous person in all sincerity. That he's like, I understand you what you're going through because you know us as francophones, we have gone through the same.
I love Canada politics. It's the only dude. Canadian politics is the best politics because if you look really closely, we're the only country technically that has ever had a prime minister do blackface and get away with it.
Yep.
True.
And still run the country.
True.
As despite
true.
Being
I mean,
left leaning.
Does he really run the country?
Yo, fucking
I guy's mean, known for being hot, isn't he?
And
he
black is. Knees. Like he did the full body
he did
blackface.
He did the Sarah Silverman like fucking cobalt blackface.
Yeah, he's like doused himself.
I think the biggest difference between politics in the US and politics in Canada, in the US it actually matters, whereas in Canada it does not matter at all.
Dude, don't say that to the people in Alberta. They actually want it. Dude, I get so many people over there that are like, we need to vote in terms of like prairie rights. I'm like, bro, there's like
wannabe Texas ass motherfuckers in Alberta. They just like,
it
like
is.
you got Texas dudes who want to like fuck. Even in Texas, they don't want to fuck the you know oil refineries. But
hey,
in Alberta, I feel like
you're gonna say that with Caleb here. He's the known oil. Fucker.
I don't know nothing about oil refineries.
Yeah, Caleb, are you a big oil man?
No, Albertans like literally want to drink fracking juice.
Yeah,
I think like they unironically are just like motherfuckers will wear like I love fracking shirts and shit like that. They're just this wannabe Texas for
yeah. I feel like
Canada.
When you got oil as your personality, you need to fucking step back a little bit. Like it's a little too much.
We've got our own. Just, for a few years, Texans had their own power grid as their personality.
Wait, really? What was that?
Well, we have our own power grid. Texas has its own grid that isn't connected to like the rest of the United States. I think it's connected to the East, but in February, when I first moved to Texas from Virginia, which is cold as shit every winter, and it's normal. It was cold for 2 weeks, and there was no power for two fucking weeks, and the world was over. And there's no, there's also no plows for Texas roads. There's no plows. So
when it snows in Texas, how many centimeters are we talking?
Three.
Like 3 inches of snow?
Three inches.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
three.
But the thing is, you are used to it, right? In Canada, because it's like, you know, it just happens. It's normal.
Yeah.
If you shut the world down. In Texas and it's not fucking normal, everything collapses. Like rain in LA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I lived in Miami. When it rains, you know, it fucks shit up because the rain is crazy, right? Torrential downpour,
dude,
you know, all these like insane fucking
hurricanes. I went to
LA
for 2 days for my Anthony Padilla interview. It rained one of the days.
Oh, that's the day I left.
I was in LA for 2 days.
That's the worst.
It rained that Monday, right? The Monday right after you left movie.
Yeah, like literally rained as I was here. Yeah,
it's the worst when it rains in LA because it shuts everything down. And it's a little bit of baby rain. But what Caleb's talking about with Texas is crazy. Yeah, they refuse to be a part of the normal grid that every fucking state is a part of because they don't want to sell like surplus energy to any other state. Like they don't want to they don't want to rely on other states, but the real reason is because they don't want to like also, you know, help out other states. So they got absolutely cooked when everything fell apart because of obviously weird weather conditions. I wonder why that's happening. Remember, Ted Cruz famously exited the state and went to Cancun in the midst of that. I don't know if
that
you
was like
that.
I was literally sitting in my house that I had just moved into the week before, 35 degrees in my fucking house, and I was like, there's no wood stoves, no one can drive. For one, they fucking suck at driving down here just in general.
They suck at driving
everywhere. The speed limit's 75. Dude, I don't know. The speed limit being 75 miles an hour really, really... and the Texpress. Have you ever been on the Texpressway, Hassan?
Yes, I have.
Dude, it's like unlimited speed limit. It's crazy.
Oh, is it the Autobahn for the States?
People have the craziest fucking cars and they gun it. It's like the American insane. Autobahn.
Yeah.
Man, I kind of want to rent a car and do that down there. That shit's epic, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, it's crazy though. It was so cold. It was very cold, by the way. Like it was extreme. It was like 2 degrees Fahrenheit under zero for 2 weeks, something like that. It was pretty bad, but everything shut down within 3 days.
I mean, if I had to live like that, man, I'd lose it. I almost had that happen like a couple of years ago because we had like such a bad winter over here that like they gave a fucking warning. It's like if you leave outside, you're like, it was like fucking some national nuclear bomb dropping on you warning. It's like 10 minutes outside.
Okay, but your bad winter is like polar bears are
attacking. Yeah, that's like true. That is true. Like we're all just skidding on the roads and shit.
On a bad winter, we take sled dogs instead of cars to get around.
Yeah, that's like that's warranted. That it's like you're used to it, but it's like I get it. I mean, it's like how Syracuse has like 6 months of snow. It's fucking nuts. It's just insane. I hate that shit. That's why I live in LA, baby.
That's why you got the better weather.
It sucks when it rains. You know, it's part of why I bought a house in West Hollywood. Because
the weather's just not the same anywhere else in LA. West Hollywood is where the weather's the best. That's why he lives there.
No. I'm a comfy person. Like I'm exactly like Muda. I scratch my balls. I wake up.
And you stream
like,
for 10
this
hours.
Is what I know. You know. What I mean?
Listen.
How do you
stream for
10 hours at a time? How do you have that? Like,
how do you get that stamina?
Ability?
I couldn't do
how
that.
How do you do that? That stamina is insane.
I love it, dude. I'm a fucking freak. I enjoy it. Like I genuinely enjoy it. The worst part of the band wasn't like everyone was like, "Ha, you got fucked. You're crying because you're like." You couldn't stream and you couldn't make money for something. He's like, first of all, it literally doesn't matter. Like,
right, you're like 7 day off. Fuck yeah. Week off. Sounds cool in the beginning. Shit.
No, I hated it. I hated it because I couldn't stream. I love streaming. Like I'm a fucking psycho. I legitimately enjoy doing this. That's why I could very easily dial it back. I could very easily do like, I don't know, fucking 4 hours a day. And I only stream, and only stream 5 days a week, but I do 7 days a week, 10 to 11 hours, because I truly, this is what I like to do. I don't like anything else. This is what I enjoy.
I have a question. I have a question for Hassan. So it circles back to TikTok, right? So TikTok, there's a bunch of clips. Random shit always is popping up on TikTok. I saw a clip. Okay. And I think you mentioned it or you reacted to it on your stream at one point, but it's like, it has to be from pre-2016. Okay. And you look... when I saw it, I was like, this is Hassan? I thought you were Steven Crowder for like 5 seconds. Straight up.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh no.
Straight up. And you were talking about Lady Gaga. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? I couldn't believe it. And I looked at the comments and I was like, oh yeah, he watched this on a stream. And I was like, okay, whatever. But I want to hear your, and this was like a couple days ago. And
that wasn't 2016, brother. That was like
2014.
Okay, yeah. You looked like you were 18 years old or something. I have no idea how old you are, but
I was like fucking fat. Yeah, no, I had
you look like Steven Crowder. It was so funny to me.
I had a older run where I was like way more, first of all, I was way more bro-y than I am now. I'm still pretty bro-y now, but I was way more bro-y back then. And that I think that was like the one area that my like political perspective, and this is something I'm very honest about. One area where my political perspective has changed dramatically is like trans rights, where I think I was like making a joke about Lady Gaga being
and there were headlines too, because I looked it up. There was a bunch of headlines at the time too, so it was like a popular thing that was going on.
It was classic. It was a meme, you know what I mean?
Right,
I was
exactly.
Like, oh, lol, is Lady Gaga, whatever.
Yeah,
and I was just trying to be funny.
Exactly.
It was hacky. It was bad.
And I wasn't trying to like, you know, gotcha you or anything dude. But I'm very open about that.
Like,
yeah, that's not what I assumed. I saw it. I was like, man, there, you have to have a hilarious perspective of this now, because it's probably like you're not even looking at yourself. Because when I was in 2014, yeah, I was like a fucking child, dude. I didn't even know what was going on. So, yeah, and then being like an intellectual person who's, you know, been speaking on the internet since then, that must be very strange to see how much you've changed. And then the internet can just grab those clips and then just blow them up or whatever. I mean,
yeah, the way I see it, and this is something I've talked about a lot, actually, is a good point. There's two different kinds of like doing that thing, right? Where people, and this is something that people do all the time, like they'll bring something old up and be like, this represents you. And it's like, well, it doesn't, because it's like fucking 10 years old almost. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, not only that, but like, you know, it doesn't, because you could literally ask me what my point of view is.
Yeah, that's a disingenuous.
And I could like very easily describe to you exactly why. But that's one thing I talk about regularly. The reason why, like, my trans audience, I have a pretty sizable, you know, queer following. And the reason why none of them ever fucking feel fazed by that at all is because, one, I'm very open about it. And two, I value people who have changed their perspective that used to have like even hateful attitudes on the internet. There's plenty of, I'm on Twitch, there's plenty of motherfuckers who back in like 2014, 2015 were probably like finding themselves in the midst of, you know, alt-right content, who now look back at that with shame, you know what I mean?
And for sure.
They weren't public figures. And I never went that, I was never there, obviously, but still, like, yeah, I had different points of view. And I think it's important to acknowledge that and change and move on. And people who fucking constantly bring that back to be like, this is you, like, what was that? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that was me. Yeah, exactly.
It was viral on that side of TikTok, it appeared too. Like, all the comments were, like, I think the top comment maybe was someone saying that you've watched it on stream or whatever and clarified. But most everybody was like, oh, look at him, he's so fucking, like, look out, he looks like Steven Crowder or whatever. I don't fucking know.
Which I did. That was the worst part. I mean, I look like Steven Crowder.
I mean, hey,
you look good.
It was worse than Crowder. Like, the transphobia. Isn't he the biggest streamer on YouTube right now?
Yeah, hell yeah, we got Steven Crowder.
I think Steven Crowder is the biggest streamer on YouTube.
Unfortunately, that is the case. I'm pretty sure.
I also have one more question. So this is another thing that's just fascinating to me. So from what I've read and from what I've heard, is your uncle is part of the Young Turks, correct?
My uncle was the Young Turk at some point when he was actually fucking young.
Okay,
right. Is no longer young, but still has still maintains the name, but yes.
Okay, so now there's a bunch of videos on YouTube. I want to know your perspective. Like, I don't know if you, like, if you guys have like Thanksgiving dinners. I don't, but like the meme is like,
yeah, we do. He comes on the show on Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's actually really cool. So Thanksgiving dinner, there's like a time where you communicate like whatever, just random stuff, the most interesting stuff that's happened throughout the year, generally speaking. So when your uncle had an interaction, I don't know where it was, but with Alex Jones, dude.
Oh, I love that. I love that
bro. I can't, that clip, that video and that time plays through my head on like a weekly basis. And I would love to hear what you, like, your opinion, from your point of view of like that.
I wish I was there. I was in LA at the time. I was working at the Young Turks at the time, but I was in Los Angeles, like in Los Angeles. I love that.
It was so funny.
Alex Jones. I think Alex Jones, if we were more educated as a nation or as a planet and we were smarter, Alex Jones would be the greatest entertainer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One of the greatest entertainers of all time. You know, I mean, he's still a piece of shit. Don't get me wrong. But because people take him seriously and like literally go and like fucking harass Sandy Hook parents and shit. And he knows that, and he still fucking heavily leans into that kind of like conspiracy bullshit, and people can't appreciate the psychotic nonsense that he like comes up with, which I would consider sometimes even creative. He's unfortunately too much for Americans to handle because they take it seriously. But I'm fascinated with Alex Jones. He's done videos on me when I originally got banned for my America Deserved 9/11 takes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
That was a take, or was that just like...
No, I used to use them.
Was that a...
So what did you mean by that?
Wait, you said it was a take? I don't know.
I've clarified many times over, but...
I remember when I came across that take, the America does like 9/11. And so, like, obviously, it's a weird perspective. Like, when you grow up as a Muslim in the country, like, 9/11 is, like, completely different for you. Like, even in Canada, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
When that whole event happened, yo... My teachers were looking at me like, are you sure you're not going to hijack a 747? I'm like, man, I'm not even like 4 feet tall right now. I can't even reach that. I don't even know how to, I don't even know what you want me to do there. So it's like, it changes everything. So when you come up with that take, like what 9/11 did is like, in order to like cope with all of that, like with all the bullshit back then, I used to like literally read up the history of all of that, you know? So like, by eighth,
the FBI's making a call to Buddha. Like, you're suspiciously looking into this 9/11 stuff.
Oh no, my dad was like scared shitless. Like in eighth grade, like I'm on the internet, like reading up about the Mujahideen, and my dad looks at me like, my dad walks in, he's like, son, what the fuck are you doing? You know they can kidnap me and send me to Guantanamo Bay, and I'm like, I'm sorry, dad, I just wanted to know about them.
He's right though. You're straight up right that they did do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, you were in Canada. If you were in fucking Dearborn, dude, holy shit, your dad would have been fucking permanent prison.
So, like, I'm looking up at the Mujahideen, and like, literally by like high school, eventually, like, when people keep bringing all that shit up, then I knew the full context. So, when I saw the Hassan clip and he said that, like, obviously, it's easy to get inflammatory about that because, like, it is the way that it was worded. I mean, no shit, you were going to get banned and shit for it. But then I look at the history, I'm like, I mean, hey, the CIA did train all these jackasses to blow shit up. I mean, goddamn, you can't just let the demon loose.
Yeah.
So, you know, we 100%, like, it's not even a controversial, like, obviously the way I word it is controversial, but what I was implying or what I was talking about was blowback, which is a well-established perspective that not a single historian or academic would disagree
with. Well, yeah, you can't just
It wasn't even the
instigated. It was more
instigated it. Absolutely,
you can't just unleash.
It's funny because like the 20th anniversary of 9/11, like all of those documentaries came out, and then everyone was like, I remember even people that hadn't like reached out to me in years were like, oh shit, now I understand what the fuck you were talking about, because like every single fucking documentary talked about Operation Cyclone. Fucking Ronald Reagan and the USSR, and that's precisely what the fuck I was talking about when I was reacting to a video of Dan Crenshaw. The American military industrial complex still greatly benefits from never-ending war. You know,
that's
what I mean?
My favorite stock to invest in.
It's about who's benefiting. The average American does not benefit from it because our military budget is expansive and insane. So we can't get good roads or healthcare or good education. But then we have like, you know, massive R&D costs for like a new way to
nuke someone.
Basically a new way to fucking find new way to laser brown kids.
But you gotta admit,
you know?
It's kind of cool that you fund the military so hard that I was reading this. It was the best statistic. Apparently, if America went to war with every country right now, like 99 times out of 100, you'd still win. Like, you know that? Like, if you went to war...
There's no shot. That's not true. I mean, they say that, but, like, that would never happen. Even if America went to war with, like... It just depends on which country we're going to war with.
I'm sure that also includes the nuclear arsenal, too. Like, that's also what it includes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's different. Then the entire world would blow up. But
Mad.
If America went to war with, like, a serious country, like, if it was,
boots
actual
on the ground.
Fucking boots on the ground military warfare, like, our military I mean, it would just depend on NATO.
It would probably go to nukes eventually at some point. Like if they got really
France
bad,
and India.
It would immediately go to nukes. Yeah, mutually assured self destruction.
The thing is, like, too, with like Russia and China, when they go to war, everybody has to fight. Every single person has to fight and will fight. I mean, look at World War II, Russia. That literally 10 million conscripts died, farmers and fucking like people who were just they had to fight or they would lose or you know, and they helped turn the tide of that, obviously, in the favor of the Allies. But yeah, I mean, like with America, there's too much. There's a lot of freedom of choice. I think the power of our military is very. Hopefully, will never have to be tested.
Oh God,
for my sake, because I'm prime military age. But
nah, dude,
I don't want to fight a fucking war.
Whip out that long gun you have and just injure yourself. They won't bring you in. Hassan, you gotta see this fucking pistol of his.
That's why they can't. A Japanese emperor said that they could never attack America's homeland because behind every blade of grass there lies an American with a gun.
I still can't believe he has that fucking
dude. Look at this.
Americans would get owned. Americans would get owned so fast.
Dude. I know, dude. If I walked outside and there was like a fucking like regiment of Russians with an APC and they saw me walk out with this thing waving it around, get off my land, you fuckers! They'd put a fucking 40mm grenade through my chest.
Dude, it's just like
you get 7.62 in your chest, you're done.
Yeah,
it's just like half the American like militia defense force would shoot itself in foot before they even fucking got up. Because like all those tactic cool motherfuckers,
they play that, like, airsoft. The weekend, they know their tactics.
All right. Listen to this. So from where I'm from in Virginia, there's a lot. I have a lot of firearms. I enjoy guns a lot. I think they're a lot of fun. But
I do as well. I think guns are very fun.
I know a guy, right? Hopefully he doesn't see this because he'll be really mad at me if I tell everybody this. But the gear that they have, there's a lot of militias in Virginia where I'm from. They literally wear colonial garb when they practice because the leader of the militia has a powdered wig, non-ironically. I swear to God. It's fucking awesome. And they were like, we're training.
Muda, that's white culture, baby.
All the heart disease.
Yeah. What the fuck?
And it's so funny.
$800 NVGs you can buy off Amazon.
I think those dudes they deserve healthcare, for the record. That's what I advocate for. Is like, I mean, obviously, like, those are
clean
also
those arteries, man.
They happen to be the dudes who keep telling me I'm a sand N-word in my DMs and, like, fucking, you know, telling me I hate America and I should kill myself or they'll do it
but
for me
advocating
or whatever.
For them.
But despite all that, I think that, you know, if they had a working sewage system, better roads, better opportunities for, you know, meaningful employment.
They don't live in the third world, man. Working sewage system.
Bro. What are you talking about? No,
you want them to be like North Korea with food.
Dog, America 100% is a third world country with a Gucci belt. If you're rich, if you're upper middle class, it's a fucking theme park, okay? The world is your oyster. But if you're fucking poor in this country, like, it's not Virginia, because Virginia is
West Virginia.
Pretty wealthy.
No.
But West Virginia, dude. West Virginia, they have to fucking, like, literally come in with NGOs that work in African countries in the exact same capacity and literally close down fucking stadiums so they can do dental work on the people that live there.
When you cross the state line from Virginia into West Virginia, it is literally like driving into a third. And people from West Virginia are like, that's just the east side. The west side's great. We got Cumberland Gap out here. We're near Ohio. It's like heaven. But Eastern West Virginia is fucking terrible. And everyone who doesn't think so is lying to themselves. When you cross the state line, it goes from being a paved road to a fucking paved road with holes in it and cracks.
Yeah. It kind of feels that way every time I cross the border going from like US to Canada also. It's like you cross the border and there's half the street lights and also all the roads are just full of potholes and cracks.
Yeah, it's like the
Canada's
best,
not a third world country, but the roads are so bad.
Okay, it's a little opposite.
Well, Canada's situation is a little different because of weather, obviously.
Well,
okay, it's not right when you cross the border. Okay, come on. 6 feet isn't changing the weather that drastically.
I know. We shouldn't have brought potholes in front of Canadians. They have the worst potholes in
Canada.
When
I go from Niagara Falls to fucking Buffalo, United States, like New York, land fucking nightmare difference between both. It's like we got good shit in Niagara Falls, Canada, and as soon as you go to Buffalo, I'm like, man, if I just make the wrong turn, I'm getting fucking mugged and killed right now. This is a fucked up place. You go to Michigan from here, oh man, fucking saddest place in the world ever in the U.S. Ohio, fucking depressing as shit no matter what. When I went to the state of Ohio, I'm like, now I know why people do crack. Now I know why people are on heroin all the time here. It makes fucking sense. If I lived here, shit.
100%. 100%. I mean, if West Virginia fucking absolutely destroyed by opiates. Like,
yeah, it's
absolutely
crazy. It's really
destroyed.
Sad. Genuinely
you know, like,
sad.
Fentanyl is, like, the biggest killer, yeah?
You know, I want to solve all those problems for these motherfuckers, so it's, like, harder for them to... Like, I want to create an environment where no one wants to, you know, become...
No one needs fentanyl, exactly.
...radical like
no
that.
No one needs, like, crazy shit.
It's also the problem, like you said, NGOs and stuff like that. It's very interesting how it does feel... Like, there's a lot of communities that feel inaccessible like in Virginia as well, and West Virginia, mainly Southern Virginia, which is, you know, bordering Kentucky and West Virginia. But like the obviously hollers,
not Northern Virginia is all fucking defense contractors.
That's where I lived. Yeah, that's where I lived.
And DC folks. Yeah. So it's like it's definitely a lot wealthier.
There's an easy turnover. You go across Paris Mountain in Northern Virginia, and then it's all billionaires and wineries and shit, and then defense contracts. And then you go west of Paris Mountain, and then it's like, okay. And then it's just like a third world country, like, essentially, in West Virginia.
It's like Vegas, dude. It's like you go off the strip once. That is Las Vegas. You go off the strip once in Las Vegas, and it's just like, all right, boys, I think a bomb just fucking went off in this part of the country. Shit.
And they get so mad at me for talking about West Virginia like that. They're like, it's beautiful out here.
No, I'm sure it is. You know, right. Look.
It is beautiful. It's beautiful. Fucking gorgeous. It's just been like absolutely fucked over by all of its leaders, all of the local government.
Mm-hmm. There's the just local nothing. Government.
The local government, but the federal government too. And it's like, it's a still up. And the more fucked up it gets, the more fucking Republican it gets. It's a plus 35 red state. You know what I mean? This is a state that voted for Donald Trump, but with a 35 point advantage. Like, I want to.
Do you think he's going to win in 2024? He's running again. Do you think he's going to win in 2024?
If he runs and he stops with this like pro vaccine nonsense, he'll win.
Yeah, I saw that actually. Yeah, very strange. I actually saw the fucking thing where he went on and he was just like, you know, vaccines are the greatest invention by the U.S. government. I'm like, whoa, you can't just be saying that on Facebook. These moms are going to go fucking apeshit.
It's weird because like he wants to take credit for it, and he should be able to, you know, he was the leadership during a very swift, you know, R&D process that truly created these like incredible fucking life-saving vaccines. So he wants to take credit for that. But then also at the same time, his fucking fan base hates vaccines. Like, he was anti-vaxxer. He was the only anti-vaxxer. Like he was the only anti-vaxxer in 2016. On that stage that had said stuff like, you know, maybe the amount of vaccines that we're giving people is making kids autistic. You know what I mean? Like he had said shit like that in the past until he made a vaccine in his mind. And now he's like, no, the vaccines are actually good. And they are good. But, you know, that's not great.
Dude, tough on social media even getting out there. Like, I think we're locking down once again in here, I think. I don't know how it's like in Montreal next, but like fucking here, it's like we're getting bad cases again. Obviously, during the winter, it always rises and shit.
Caleb's like, what's a lockdown? Yeah.
Dude, I haven't seen a mask in 6 months.
What is a lockdown?
Caleb's like, is that just like cool timeout for you guys? No, but like
everybody's sick and they're like, just got the cold.
Well, here it's like we're getting like the third like booster shot stuff. It's impossible to get a booster shot here because like fucking they put me on a wait list for like February. I'm like, okay, fine. I guess we'll just fuck off then.
Oh yeah, by the way, it's because of us, baby. That's right, America. We have all the fucking vaccines and we won't even.
That's what I'm saying.
Them.
So I'm coming down to Houston in like 2 weeks, right? So I'm gonna fly down there to Texas and I'm wondering if I can just get the booster in Texas because like
probably
because it'll just be there. It'll be surplus. They're like, nobody's fucking taking it. Come on.
You 100% should do that.
It's instantaneous. Yeah, there's no wait.
If you have the capacity to fucking, you know, travel and be able to get a booster, 100% do it. Because, like, we literally throw them out, dude. It's disgusting.
Medical tourism. Like, come to America for medical tourism for the first time ever.
They'll let a Canadian do that shit? Do you think they'll fucking let me come in and just go into a pharmacy and just get fucking hit?
No doubt.
I'm pretty sure you can just like walk in. I mean, I had to schedule just literally earlier today. I'm getting boosted soon, but yeah, you should be able to walk in to many pharmacies because they have like so much surplus, dude.
Have you guys had it?
I've had COVID. You had COVID, you mean?
You get tested and had a positive test?
Yeah, yeah.
Nope. No, I've never had COVID.
I have, yeah.
When it got really cold, I had it. And I took a test. It came back because I was like feeling like just a tiny bit weird or whatever. And my taste went away, which is like that's like the fucking.
Oh, that's thing. Yeah, yep. GGs.
Yeah. Everyone's so cavalier about that. It's literally like your nerves being annihilated by your own immune system, which isn't good. But fortunately, mine came back. But Coca-Cola tastes like gasoline now, which is fucking weird because I love Coke. Still to this day, all I drink is Dr. Pepper.
No,
God bless Texas. But Coca-Cola fucking sucks now. And I bought three different cases of it and I tasted it and every single one tastes like burnt, like fuel or something, like some kind of burnt fuel product. Other than that,
that's
totally good.
I would die.
It's really annoying because I mean, nothing's better than the first sip of a good fucking glass bottle of Coke.
Man, I'm a DC boy myself. I love Diet Coke.
That's why I'm and Mountain glad Dew. I never fucking got it. Okay. Jesus Christ, no, Mountain Dew's fucking.
Yeah, I got it. My only symptom was fever. Like I had fever for 2 days, and then I was fine. I didn't have
fever. Both my parents had it too, and they're fairly healthy. My dad's extremely active. And he didn't lose his taste. My mom lost her taste. My girlfriend had it. My cousin had it. And a couple of my friends had it.
It's about the viral load too. It's about how big the viral load is. Like you might've just like gotten really lucky and not gotten it
for sure.
But then also on the other hand, the inconsistencies are like the antibodies that you actually keep and develop. People always say like, oh, I got COVID. I don't need it anymore. But like, literally it's not a 100% situation where like you have developed enough antibodies. So what people are now worried with the Omicron variant is that like, yes, it's like 10% weaker, they're suspecting, but also it's still really fucking bad for those who like may have gotten COVID like last year, but it wasn't like super serious and they haven't been boosted or they haven't even gotten like any vaccinations for that reason. And it'll still be bad for someone like that. And hospitals will still load up for people like that are just like simply not protected.
I had a cold or something a couple weeks ago, and when I did have COVID the first time, my chest felt like maybe 1 to 5% tighter than normal, which I do feel that way sometimes just from stress, and I was moving at the time, so I just associated with that. But when I had this cold recently, it felt the exact same. So I'm not sure if I just like got another little round of it or whatever. I didn't test because it wasn't bad and I don't leave my fucking house. So like
the only time I was scared shitless of getting COVID ever was like when I was in the fucking hospital getting my appendix fucking pulled out and they made me go through like three or four tests.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I love
when it comes to COVID. I'm only scared like my grandparents are both in their mid 90s. And my grandfather got COVID, and like he was fine. He's fine, you know.
Was he vaxxed already?
Was he at that point? I don't remember. I don't know. But
God damn, if he's 90 and he fucking survived COVID, he's invincible, dude.
95. That dude is he's a Holocaust survivor. That dude's Jesus been through
fuck
the camps.
The fuck.
Yeah.
What a badass. Yeah,
he's
crazy.
A total badass.
God damn. Yeah, nothing can get him, dude.
I mean, if he survived that, COVID's like, oh, whatever. I'll deal with. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He literally said that to me.
Yeah, respect.
One of my friend's grandparents got it too, and she has COPD, and we were all like, oh shit, that's probably not fucking good at all. And this was in December of last year, so just pre-vax. And she got it, and she got tested, and they asked her what it felt like, and she said, feels like I got fucking COPD. So, but she's fine. She didn't... like you said, viral load, that seems to be a major deterrent of like more severe.
I really hope this shit's over soon, man. It's fucking ruining everything. Same. Dude, traveling is insane because of it. Dude, even when I was down in California, like fucking, first off, I thought California was like super Canadian in terms of like all their mandates and shit. Bro, the amount of places I walked into where they didn't fucking check a goddamn vaccine receipt. No. They're like, masks? Oh, it's cool, bro. Just go and fucking eat away. I'm
like, dude, here's the thing. You feel that way because you watch fucking the internet. Like you're on social media. The only people that freak the fuck out about like the COVID restrictions are either like the mega liberal people or the very conservative people or just conservatives in general, in my opinion. I think they like, They pump this shit up in the news, but like the reality is all those people that fucking lose their minds about like mask mandates and shit. Like if you live in a red state, and Caleb can attest to this, you just don't have anything, right? You're fine. Yeah. You're just like, maybe if you go to Austin, some of the places might make you wear a mask, but like other than that, nobody gives a shit.
Employees
if you
don't
live
even
in a blue
mask.
State like California, in a lot of places, they don't give a shit either. But like, let's say you're in Los Angeles where they do give a shit. The only thing you need to do is what? Like wear a mask for 35 seconds. From the hostess table to your fucking table at Applebee's. Like, what is that? Is that it? The way conservatives operate and the way that they lose their fucking shit over mask mandates and shit like that is insane. It's just like, dude, it's not that serious of a burden.
You're taking away people's freedom, bro.
What are you doing?
What are you saying?
They can't. Yeah. I can't. How am I supposed to know if a baby's smiling if they're smothering it with a mask?
Yeah, exactly. I just like I'm authoritarian as shit, and so America has been very authoritarian in the past as well. Like, you know, when it comes to instances of the public good, like I straight up am. I don't give a fuck. Like I think the vaccine mandate should have started way earlier, and even then we still. You know, we fucked it up big time. I mean, we were number one and like vaccinated in the entire world when no one else had vaccines. And now we're I don't know where the fuck we're at, but like our vaccine rate is dog shit.
I don't know. When it comes to mandates, there's some wacky mandates, even when like I know that in New York, there's like if someone gets COVID, they have to be in lockdown for 10 days. Right. But if you're a health worker, then you only need to be locked down for 5 days and then you can go back to work, which makes no sense to me. Because if it's 10 days of contagion, then if you're a healthcare worker, then you should definitely,
The reason why they do that is because, like, there's such a fucking, like, the systems are so stressed and they just have, they don't have enough fucking healthcare workers. A lot of them are fucking quitting, too, because it's dog shit. Like, I have so many, I have a lot of nurse friends. I talk to some of the nurse union people, too, like. It's just nuts. Depending on what area you live in, like, you know, you got fucking ER rooms like back the fuck out. You know what I mean? You have the ERs like back the fuck up all the way into the hallways and shit. And they're treating it like it was a fucking war zone.
I don't think it's still like that.
Dude, it depends. If you have a spike, it is like that. It's nuts.
Damn. I know.
It depends on where you are. I know
when I was getting my appendix thing, we have like, I actually went to like a small town hospital for all of that because the bigger hospital we had, like in my city, was fucking packed. Like they were just like, people were literally to the front lines because they were like the front door even. They had like tents outside the hospital. So like, when my dad was dropping me off, he looked at the hospital. He's like, "We'll just go like a town over and drop you off." Or like, it has people, but like, you know, you can get in, right? Like,
yeah. In America, you can't do that though because our rural hospital system is dog shit. Even before COVID, like even before COVID, if you go to a rural area, like there are places, there are entire counties in this country that exclusively rely on EMS services, like EMTs. Dude. For their healthcare, yeah. Dude.
I have
or they
a
go
perfect...
to their fucking pharmacist for healthcare. Like there isn't a fucking hospital in like a 30-mile radius. The fuck, what the fuck's that guy supposed to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nuts. And this is before COVID.
Yeah, I was just about to say during COVID, there's like been some advancement with the local medical system here where I live, where I just moved to. You can now sign up $40 a year for a private helicopter transport, medical transport to the nearest hospital, which is in Fort Worth, which is like fucking an hour and a half away.
What?
So there are hospitals that are closer, but like if you are going to die, you're going to die if you go to the local hospitals. So there literally now is like a $40 a year. This guy just has a helicopter and he's like, sure, whatever. Pay me $40 a year. I'll drive you. It's free or $40 a year. That's what it'll cost, which is pretty cool. But it's kind of a, you know, like a glaring view into just the local incompetence. And I don't want to get in a car accident or something down here on these 75-mile-an-hour roads because I'll probably fucking die if I'm severely injured.
Yeah, well, that's why I said it's a third-world country with a Gucci belt. Like, America has some serious fucking issues, and we just refuse to solve them because everybody's focused on, like, teaching kids CRT in schools or whatever the fuck people are yelling about on any given basis or... Again, wearing a mask at a fucking wearing a mask at a restaurant. It's like, bitch, you've never worn a mask. Shut the fuck up. If you live in a red state, stop crying about what the fuck's going on in California with respect to wearing masks. And if you're a Republican or if you're like an anti-masker in California, double shut the fuck up. You literally just have to wear the mask for 30 seconds. That's you're complaining
30 seconds
about.
Of my because, rights
like,
being
it's bullshit too. It's like, it's bullshit. Like what? Are we not spreading COVID when we sit down at the table? Like, well, of course we are.
You know how
like,
many restaurants? So many restaurants I go into to get drunk. Like, I get wasted with the homies every once in a while. So like, we go to restaurants and shit, and like they make us wear the mask. We sit down. I'm like, bro, it's a packed restaurant. Like, there's literally like it's fucking bumper to bumper motherfuckers sitting there getting wasted. And I'm like, oh, we're not spreading today. I see. Okay, sure, why not?
Yeah, exactly. It's so stupid. Like I recognize that it's stupid, but we do a lot of stupid shit. It's just security theater. It's no different than like the TSA security theater that you have to go
I
through.
Love the TSA, man. I really do. Those guys are my best friends. Every time I fly out into the States, I unironically listen. Look, I unironically absolutely love the Transport and Safety Administration because it's like you get a you have the lowest rung of the federal enforcement ladder. Like you got TSA.
Mall cops.
No, you have TSA. You have like the Smithsonian janitor. You have like, you know, fucking park ranger. All right. And, like that's where the TSA, they're that low. So it's like when you're getting paid and you're like, you literally are like lower than a fucking USPS worker in the fucking like you know, in the federal row. Yeah, you're going to get mad. Like, this guy motherfucking comes at me. It's like, sir, you got to make sure you take your laptop out. You got to, like, unbag everything. You got to make sure you put your shoes there. And I'm like, sure, let's go for it. And then, look, I surprisingly always get randomly screened. You know, it's like, sir, can you step aside? We got to check. And you know, I'm okay with it. Like, you know, fucking, I told you guys earlier before this started, it helps me get through security faster, okay? Like, they either tell me to, like, fucking, they're either going to search me or they get, like, a special officer to come and feel my balls up. But that puts me in a different line, okay? So TSA gets to fondle my nuts, but I get through all of the security faster than 99%.
Moody doesn't have clear. He doesn't have clear. He doesn't have TSA pre-check. He doesn't need it.
I literally can't get TSA with the amount of checks that I have. Like, how do you get pre-checked? Like, it's like, I swear at Toronto Pearson, there's like a fucking TSA agent. Like, there's a U.S. Marshal that's like, that guy walks in, I am fondling his balls. That's what he looks forward to every day. Like, every time I fly, it's like, I get to fondle that dude's nutsack every time he flies in. So I'm going to, like, drag him across.
Yeah, he's thinking about it all day.
It's always a goddamn.
He's literally a ball.
And the best.
TSA. Yeah, it's fucking named John under that ball.
But that's
fondler,
the best part.
His little subtext.
That's the best part about the TSA. Like, I don't even have, like initially I hated it.
TSA out there. They're all playing rock, paper, scissors. Who gets to fondle Muda's
ball? Dude, initially I used to be like, man, fuck the Transport and Safety Administration. And now I'm like, you know, I get it. I'd be fucking angry too. If I had to live the TSA life, I'd be fucking fondling balls every day too. I wouldn't think twice about it. I'd be like, sir, step aside.
You would sign up for the ball fondling?
I would absolutely. That's the most. That is the most.
Resident ball
listen,
fondler.
That is the most exciting fucking part of doing the TSA, okay? No one goes to the TSA and has a good day. At Pearson International, there's literally three officers that are running through. Like, they have, like, 90 empty fucking booths and maybe three agents working there, okay? And their entire day, they have to ask the question. I get this asked all the time. It's like, sir, what are you coming to the U.S. for, personal or business? Personal. Where are you going to be going into the U.S.? And I give them the state. And sometimes they're so bold, they're like, are you bringing any guns, drugs, explosives, potential paraphernalia into the country? And, like, every time, like, has anybody ever said yes to that? Like, have you ever –
just sarcastically?
I think they ask everyone the same question.
No,
gets that question.
Oh, trust me. They
I get that question every single time I travel.
Listen,
I'm 7% Lebanese. I've never been – had never
they
had
might,
my balls
They
fondled.
Might ask okay, you
I,
that right. question, Nux.
I haven't had my balls fondled. They may, I've gotten the question. Any sharp eye?
No, but like they ask you the question, but unlike in my situation, they don't think that I have a fucking satchel charge in my carry-on. You know, they're like in their head, they're like, "All right,
I only get the gunpowder residue on every time. Like time I'm in, I always get gunpowder residue or whatever the fucking residue. They like you know dab my hands up.
He's been shooting guns. Arrest him. Fondle his balls."
Sort of irrelevant segue. I hate Pearson. I think it's my least favorite airport I've ever been in.
I fucking hate it too. I hate most airports.
They have carpeted
honestly.
Floors. You have you're dragging suitcases on carpeted floors.
That is
Why
such
would
a fucking first world problem. Holy shit!
But
my
it's
God.
So stupid. Yeah. It's so dumb.
Have you ever?
Why
been
would
to the,
they do
you guys
that?
Have floors.
You have you ever
go to an airport? In West
I was talking about LAX earlier.
It's all monkey bars.
LAX, dude. LAX is the worst fucking airport to ever be conceived. This is the best part about the LAX. No, let me. Tell you, have you ever been on a connecting flight into the LAX?
No, I have not.
Oh, this is the best part. So I had a flight to fucking Melbourne. So like they fly me in the morning to Los Angeles International. And like I thought the connecting flight would be like, oh, you just walk down this fucking hallway and you go to like the next. No. You leave LAX, you go back through the security terminal. And fucking,
oh my God.
The best part about Australian Transit is for some reason, some dumb fucking Melbourne thought the smartest thing to do was to have like a 20-minute window between leaving the LAX, going through security again, and jumping onto a fucking plane. So every time you do the song and dance, they always have, like, one Australian, like, fucking, like, agent coming down. They're like, yeah, we're fucking stupid. You know, we're pretty R-worded right now. Come with us this way. Go through security and have a good time. That's how bad it's the most stressful travel experience if you ever have to connect anywhere.
It's so terrible. Traffic is always backed up. They have not figured out, like, how to... I don't know if they like time it. I've never been to LAX where like there was no, you know, waiting time. Like I've never had an LAX experience where there's just like no one there. You
Dude,
know what
my
I mean?
One weekend. Yeah.
And then I land in fucking Oklahoma and it's like, there's eight people at the airport. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Dude,
here?
I had one weekend I had in Los Angeles. I had like nearly two crackhead attacks on me, like fucking literal, like it's both in West Hollywood. So this is the first part. So like, I'm fucking going to a CVS pharmacy to get some shit. This guy's playing Minecraft on the side of a 7-Eleven. Like we're talking tents, everything. Like it's a fucking colony set up and it's really depressing. Right. Oh, like right. It's like, Los Angeles is where you do see like the big chunk of the homeless population. Because in Canada, if you try to be homeless in the winter, you're fucking dead. Like, cause you're gone. In California, it's like, oh shit, the weather's fucking great year round. Fucking stay here. So I had this one stare off with like one guy because I was like looking at him and he's like, when somebody looks at you, it's like a Pokemon encounter, right? Like you got to fucking look right back. You got to like, stare him down.
Music starts playing.
This motherfucker like has his strut near me, like starts walking.
That's how I know you're Canadian, bro. That's like,
don't make eye contact. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah,
no, most people just like don't look in the direction of a homeless person. Because they don't want to, like, you know, they don't want to have an altercation or an interaction.
I was just
like
gonna
that.
Say, like, I just didn't know what to do. And then the second one was outside the fucking Airbnb in West Hollywood. So like, I drive in to like where I'm staying, this like fucking one place, and
stand at Seth Rogen's house.
It was actually the same street that Jake Paul lived at when Jake Paul got fucking absolutely like rammed through by the fucking city. Same street. So I stay in this one place. I drive in and there's this like figure in the distance, like by the front door of the fucking mansion. And I'm like, wait, is this like some other person trying to meet me? You know what I mean? Like, is this like
an SCP?
Well, I thought it was like some other, like, cause it was a VidCon weekend. So I was like, maybe somebody's like outside my front door. They want to meet. I'm like, that's kind of cool. So we're pulling into this driveway.
That is not cool, bro. What the fuck?
Well, I thought it. Dark. No, listen, I thought it was somebody there. Okay, I thought maybe somebody wanted to meet up at
impromptu
night.
Impromptu meetup.
Because I gave up the address on like the Twitter DM, so I'm like, somebody will show up. So I like pull in, and this guy's like fucking half naked, like pants are gone, washing his asshole on the fucking front door, and like. You know, it's one of those situations where I'm like in the car, I'm like having the death stare at him. Like, I'm like, are you going to leave the house? You going to do something? And like, this guy has to stare off with me and he's just washing his ass for the next 5 minutes. And then immediately, without a second thought, darts out into the fucking night. And I'm like, dude, this is the fucking Los Angeles West Hollywood experience. Best part is the front door on that mansion was unlocked. So I was so stressed out the entire time. I'm like, in the 5 minutes, either he runs out into the middle of nowhere or he runs inside this fucking property and starts shitting up the entire area. I'm like, one or the other, I'm getting screwed. But like, yeah, that was my experience, man. That was a fun time. I'll never actually relive it again unless I go to that same neighborhood.
Well, the thing that sucks about that is like, it's straight up. It's first of all, it's insane because like the area that you're talking about is a very wealthy neighborhood, right? And you have just fucking tent cities everywhere.
It's depressing,
right?
Man. Like,
and yeah, part of it is because, yeah, like you said, the weather conditions permit it. But also the other problem is because homelessness empirically is caused by people being priced out of the housing market. Like, that's where the starting point of homelessness is, where you have a fucking job, but you're still like living out of your car and you're trying to make ends meet. Or you're couch surfing, and then you move over to your car if you have one. And then you finally get to the last stage of homelessness that you see, when people are just like living in a tent city and they're under so much trauma and they fucking lose their minds. They're doing drugs to cope with that. They're self-medicating and they become addicts as well as a consequence of that. And then the homeless shelters are unsafe. And also on top of that, they won't let you bring your dog in. Or they won't let you bring your items in. And that's a huge part of like being a human being. We don't really think about homeless people as human beings for the most part. So it's like hard to describe because you're like, well, they have trash. It's like, well, so do we, motherfucker. We all live in trash, right? The liberal solution to this is not to address the underlying problems and like create public housing or have a housing first approach to homelessness. The liberal solution is just like look the other way when they're eating trash and let them live on the fucking streets. And then the conservative solution is like, you know, purge them from the streets, like fucking push them either to a like a way far away from like the eyes of the wealthy or just fucking, I don't know, throw them in jail over and over again. Put them.
It's just such a weird sight, though, because like you're right. It is an incredibly wealthy dude outside the place. The one car sitting on the side of the like parked on the road is a fucking $250,000 car. Like it's a $250,000 Porsche that's parked out there in what? Like,
yeah,
that's how rich the neighborhood, and it's like fucking loaded with these people who are running around at night trying to like siphon water.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be in
the
poor neighborhoods. Part of the reason why there's not that many homeless people in poorer neighborhoods, though, unless it's like, you know, Skid Row or it's like a designated homelessness area almost. But part of the reason why there are more homeless people in rich neighborhoods is because, like, you know, there's nowhere to go. There's no housing. There's no affordable units or anything like that. There's nothing that these
we're kind of getting that here too, because like the houses in Toronto are so fucking insanely expensive. Like, you want to get yourself like a small house, like a decent house, like a starter one. Fucking, you're getting up to like $800,000. Like, who the fuck has that fucking lying around? You know, not anyone I know.
$800,000 is nothing for the housing prices here. Well, if you want a house in.
That's why when I saw like your mansion in West Hollywood, and they were like, Hassan lives in a $3 million house, or like a mansion. I'm like, $3 million in West Hollywood? That's like the average price.
It's a relatively large house, but it's
how many square feet?
3,800.
Okay,
like it's like a normal, it's like a smaller Texas home, I think.
So I guess before we end things off, we have to ask Hassan, because you know you are obviously the richest Twitch streamer that we've ever heard of, based on what I've seen on Reddit and Twitter. How many NFTs mm-hmm. have you been investing into, my friend?
Oh my god,
bro, that's so funny. There are NFTs of me out there, because like obviously it's a fucking insane system where the people just are like, yeah, I have ownership of this now, and I'm selling it to other people. I don't think any of them have like popped.
Do you remember
or
that
anything,
Twitch NFT shit where like they would take clips of Twitch streamers and just sell them without even telling you? Yeah, people probably have done that with you and everyone else that I've probably fucked. Miskiff covered that when it happened.
Are you invested in any, Hassan?
What? No. No,
dude, goatees, I don't even have a credit card.
Come on, man, you're not looking at.
I don't have a credit card. Even like I barely.
You could buy
credit.
A few Bored Apes Yacht Club fucking NFTs. Come on, you could buy one of those apes.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot.
You
of
could
money.
Buy the
it's
apes.
Like a secret,
it's a smart investment, dude. $300,000 for a.
You should
picture.
Create a crypto Twitter account.
I fucking hate those. You know how much money those fucking accounts make, though. Stupid. You know how much back when I was doing the Save the Kid shit, Sam Pepper, who gets like maybe 3 likes on Twitter,
dude.
One of them being him, probably.
I can't stand that guy.
Trust me, no one can stand Sam Pepper. Like, when that motherfucker reached out to me, I was like, I like laughed inside. I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, the funny thing is, everyone in that situation is like, I'm not the bad guy. I swear to God, I'm not bad. Everyone else is. I'm actually like,
he is the
like,
bad
you're
guy.
Fucking pretty. Like, he is definitely a bad one. Yeah. But like,
I joined one of his WhatsApps out of curiosity when he was doing like the pump and dump scams. The dude is literally to a T. If I would have recorded it, I should have recorded it, because it was like, it was 100% absolute scam. That was, he wasn't even trying to hide it at all within the WhatsApp. And like, people who would say anything would just get fucking immediately just axed. And this was right before the Save the Kids thing over the summer.
It's funny to me, like how you can be in that situation and still feel like you should scam the audience. You know, it's like,
it's fucking
like,
weird, dude.
I think
it's so stunning.
I think in my situation, like, we have money. Like, obviously we don't like, I think it's like, you don't want to scam your audience and like fucking, what are you going to get out of it? Like, the long-term repercussions are way fucking worse. Like, it's just, you have a bad image on the internet. You're potentially in trouble with the fucking government, obviously. Like, I don't know. Like, it's so scummy in that situation.
I don't understand why people like, what do you need? Like, what I see like celebrities getting in on it too. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, do you not have enough money that you have to like milk your fucking fan base?
It's
directly?
Like Soulja Boy, man. Like, if you follow Soulja Boy's Twitter account, fucking the best place to find all the scam content in the world. That motherfucker,
he's awesome,
dude. That motherfucker is promoting the most brain dead metaverse. This metaverse shit drives me insane. Like, all these people acting like fucking this metaverse is a new concept. Brother, we've had MMOs. We've had all this shit for a long. We've had Habbo Hotel. We've had Habbo Hotel with financial scams, okay? We've had all this.
VR chat.
We have all these metaverses. Yeah. And then these NFT bros are always like, this is some new shit. You can live in a metaverse. I'm like, first off, you have to have an actual property in real life to live, right? We're not pod people. So it's like, your idea of like an investment is building a fucking digital mansion and storing your digital Bored Apes yachts all over the fucking wall. Like, how fucking sad. That is a cyberpunk reality, okay? That's like literally shit you would see in fucking Blade Runner. And we're touting that as like,
I'm not going to be a part of that.
Fuck no, that is absolutely terrible. But listen, it's what I say all the time when I make videos like that. It's like, we live in a time where financial uncertainty is really at its peak, right? Like, obviously so many people have lost their jobs because of coronavirus and like, just these lockdowns that we've had in general, right? So it's like, everyone's trying, like, this is always burns me, like, how much do you need, right? How much money do you need to be really happy in life? I'm comfortable where I am at in life. I don't need any money extra. I like, literally, I don't care. Like, it's not the end of the world. But like, these guys are always out there siphoning hundreds of thousands, sometimes 50,000 from like their fans. But what do you fucking get out of that at the end? You're siphoning 50 grand from people who need the rent money Otherwise, they end up homeless. Otherwise, they end up without food.
It is like the purest version of just screwing over the... It's punching down to like the greatest, most distilled way throughout history. Like, you are only taking advantage of the people who have the most to lose. Dude,
Jake Paul gets into a fucking bullshit boxing fight. Jake Paul gets into a bullshit boxing fight that, like, first off, I can't watch a Jake Paul boxing event because they're boring as fucking shit. But, like, he gets into a fight event. He probably makes millions off those fights. And then he's still promoting shit like Stick Dicks, NFT projects.
Yeah, dude.
Hassan, have you seen Stick Dick? Have you seen the Stick Dicks?
What the fuck is a stick?
Oh, man.
It's a stick. It's okay, a stick character. It's a stick character, and he's got his
little
dick out.
If I can show this on here, but like, I'm gonna send you this fucking link.
Yeah, we might get sued. If we share the fucking copyrighted.
I know.
Stick.
Don't take any screenshots.
Yeah, I don't want to screenshot it.
Yeah, don't screenshot it.
I don't want to screenshot.
You go to jail.
Shit, but like,
that's basically thievery.
You know, the scariest part about this reality is that like value and its protection is oftentimes. I mean, it's like land. Okay, there was a time when we didn't have enclosures and all land was seen as, you know, public for the public good. Right. And then enclosures came in. We're going way back in the day. Right. And then how did that become a normal part of our lives? Well, there was a protective mechanism. There was a regulatory force that decided, no, that land is actually owned by this lord. Right. And what I fear might happen in the future, if NFTs and if all this shit actually reaches like terminal velocity, if it finally gets to like mass usage, I worry that the regulatory forces that control it are basically, if there's enough people making money and the right kinds of people making money out of it, yeah, governments are going to start saying, no, actually you can't screenshot a fucking NFT. You do have to pay to see a fucking GIF. You do have to do all this shit. And it sucks because it completely betrays the free principles that the internet was built on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the original internet was actually a libertarian utopia. And I don't mean libertarian in like the American ANCAP way. I mean libertarian in the European sense, like left libertarian, a free anarchist platform was liberties, what the internet was supposed to be.
Liberties above all else.
Yeah. And it was like that. And obviously that doesn't mean there shouldn't be any sort of control. Obviously there needs to be regulatory mechanisms, but it fucking sucks that
it's going
to
change, know, when you have the
value is just value. Like, you're gonna, there needs to be something controlling it. And if we get to a point, like, I could totally see the government being like, no, you can't fucking screenshot.
I mean,
like, you could get DMCA.
If it does get to that point, I mean, it's just essentially what copyright is on YouTube to the nth degree, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is dog shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's fucking dog shit. I hate copyright.
How many times do we get our videos claimed on a daily? Well, audience, I think we'll probably tie it off. We got like an hour 40 minutes into this. I'm sure Tara's gonna fucking kill us if we go any longer. But
she'll be all right. She's French Canadian, by the way, guys. You guys.
Oh,
you
I love Montreal. It's the fucking greatest city, man.
Yeah, she's French Canadian.
Poutine is great.
Yeah, I love Blanchette. I love Black Quebecois forever. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Hassan, for being here. If you want to plug things in before we tie off, feel free.
I'm live every day unless I'm banned at twitch.tv/Hassanavi, and you know, I post memes on Instagram at Hassan D. Piker, and I tweet literally nonstop at Hassan the Hunt.
If you guys like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. Follow me, Nux, Anupi, and Hassan. We are out.